Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 2012 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Nelson Davis is here, too. Nelson's a friend of mine, soon to be a friend of yours. Of course, many of you may already know about Nelson. You may have already seen him over the years. He's been on television plenty of times, but he's new to the show, and he and I have worked together over the years, and Nelson now is a small business owner just like you and me. Is company called the Making It Institute, also Davis Productions. He spent dozens of years working with companies, with organizations like the NBC Network, very important executive jobs there, conducted over 500 interviews, shows with that aired across California with small business owners, just like you on television. And he's our friend, Nelson Davis. Welcome to the show.
Good morning to you. I'm delighted to be part of your posse this morning.
It's good to have you. Gabby on the show, Nelson, and we're gonna keep this going because you got too much to teach us. I know one of the things that you're excited about is something you call the wisdom of entrepreneurs. Now, when you say that, when you think of that term, the wisdom of entrepreneurs, are you talking about what we know already that maybe we're not appreciating, or things that we don't know that we could get from other entrepreneurs?
You got it right the second time there. You know, in my life, having been born in a small town in Alabama, Andalusia, Alabama, and watching what was going on there in my family and otherwise, and then growing up, I always gravitated toward people who were doing things, taking an idea, taking it from nothing to something. I grew up to begin to understand that these people were entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. I began to read about the most famous entrepreneurs in magazines like Forbes and so forth, mm-hmm. and so on, but I always thought, Jim, that these people brought a level of wisdom into their lives that perhaps many other people missed somehow.
But also, unfortunately, oftentimes without appreciating the power that they had in them.
That part is true.
How many times you've interviewed entrepreneurs who did some amazing things, and you said, how did you do this? How many times did they say, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to? You know what I mean?
That's true.
It happens, doesn't it?
I call that the theory of positive naivety, meaning
I like it.
That in my first business, I was involved with a buddy of mine. We were 22 years of age, I think, and we were in the submarine sandwich business back east, and we failed. Failed miserably, failed big time.
Mm-hmm.
But we started again a second time, and it grew into a chain of restaurants, and I'd say to people, I said, we didn't know enough to know that it would fail. We just kept on going.
Yeah. And think about how the second venture could not have happened without the first failure.
Absolutely. Failure is one of the world's best teachers.
I'm paraphrasing Edison, is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I talk about the entrepreneurial spirit, and people, and the word entrepreneur is maybe a fancy word. Perhaps it's even a French word in origin. I don't know. But it's a way of thinking, and you talk about interviewing entrepreneurs, so many that we interviewed. One of the first things they said was, I was just trying to create a job and make a living for myself so that I could take care of my family and perhaps have enough money to send my kids to school.
98% of the time, that would be the answer, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And yet in the process, they did something well beyond that, something remarkable.
And that is the growth piece and the surprising piece for many people. There are so many stories that we could talk about, mm-hmm. but I've seen people take their hobby quite often and transform that hobby into something real as a business. And I encourage people when they say, what should I do to start a business? I don't know if I have any ideas and so forth. I say the first place to look is whatever you've been doing passionately for free for some period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Look there.
Well, yeah, no, exactly. One of my favorite stories along those lines is Jim McCann, the guy who founded 1-800-Flowers.
Mm-hmm.
He was on my show quite a few times over the years, and he was a counselor for the state of New York, and he bought a little teeny tiny flower shop in Manhattan and operated it for 10 years until he had the ability to buy the phone number and the website 1-800-Flowers. And he turned it into a national venture. But he spent 10 years in the industry before he ever did it.
That's a wonderful story. And it's a lesson on paying attention to what you do, because the secrets of success are quite often buried in what you do, or certainly no further away than a few footsteps.
It's also a lesson in incubation, too, isn't it?
Because,
you know, how many times have you and I've also run into people who wanted it right now?
And that never happens.
You know, God give me wisdom and give it to me right now.
There's the lessons we've learned from others. One of my favorites, I was speaking recently in this area, and I reminded myself first and then the audience of a great lesson that we as small business owners had learned from our landlord way back when. And the landlord, as we were signing the lease, said to us, he said, "Young men, here's my advice. Learn to love your problems, because that's the only thing you're guaranteed to have every day."
That's a good point. Yeah. No. Well, no. That's exactly right. And eventually, you get to where you don't dread your challenges, because once you handle enough of them, the next one. And this ties into Nelson, the single thing that I tell when people ask me what do I love about being a business owner,
mm-hmm.
and it's that I, regardless of whatever comes in my door, whether it's a challenge or an opportunity, it belongs to me. And whatever I turn it into belongs to me.
You do own it, yes.
I love that part about being a business owner.
You know, something that strikes me, Jim, is in our present state of affairs and sometimes chaos in our country, we have several generations have grown up looking elsewhere for the solutions to their issues and problems and opportunities. And I'm one of those people who sometimes feel as though they have grown to depend a great deal on government. And
yeah.
I'm the one to encourage people to think in terms of learning self-reliance. Being
right.
a Southern boy and going back to the time in the 1950s when in a small town in the South, people were always, as my dad used to say, hustling.
Yeah.
In other words, it was nothing illegal. It was simply saying, okay, there's a piece of land. Let me grow something on
That's
that.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, here's some crops I just brought
scrapping,
in.
Scrapping out a living. Yeah.
There you go.
Hey Nelson, I need your website, please, quickly.
Oh, that easy one for me, nelsondavis.com.
All right, check it out, folks. Quick break. Right back with Nelson. More of his wisdom after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.